You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello. We're going to look at Isaiah 50, verses 4 to 9. In the lead up to this passage, the Lord challenges his people. He tells them that he has not divorced us, but we have left him. We didn't welcome him when he came to see us. Then Isaiah speaks a prophecy about what happened with Christ. It's not just a general description, but we saw it fulfilled in our Lord Jesus. Now let's hear some of this prophecy. I'm going to read verse 5 and verse 6. The Lord God opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. We know that Jesus was beaten on the back, as we read in Mark 15, 15. On the face, as we see in Luke 22, 63 to 65, we know also that Jesus was mocked and spat on, as we see in Mark 15, verses 19 to 20. Now, there's no specific mention in the Gospels, all four of them, of the beard plucking, but it probably happened as Isaiah prophesied. Jesus our Lord was obedient on the cross. He knew in advance he would be abused, and he willingly accepted it. He endured all sorts of abuse, physical, psychological, spiritual, and any other forms, for things he didn't deserve. His reputation was sullied. He was shamed in public because he loves me, because he loves you, and he loves all of us. God loves us so much that he set his face like a flint, as the scripture says here in this passage. It's an expression that it's using to describe his determination. He did this knowing all it would cost him, so that you and I can be saved from sin, so you and I can be saved from the domination of the power of Satan. He assumed humanity in its fullness to heal all of us, and through his resurrection and ascension, he invites us into life in his kingdom. Jesus didn't want suffering for its sake, but he redeemed its value, and more importantly, he redeemed all of us. In the midst of his suffering, he knew, as we read in verse 7, that the Lord God helps him. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, he set his face like a flint, and he shall not be put to shame. We see this in Luke chapter 9, verse 51. When the days drew near for him to be received up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He knew he was going to his suffering, but he still chose for it. It's worth pondering. Do I set my face like flint in following Christ, despite the cost? There is a cost. Our Lord warned us about the cost. Have I expressed to the Lord how grateful I am for all that he did for me? And when I have to suffer, and sometimes we have to suffer, do I take Christ as my model?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.